USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders is asking for a partial re-canvass from Iowa's Democratic Party, saying corrections were made. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're going to contrast our views with Mayor Buttigieg. And one of the areas of contrast, to be honest with you, is that last count, he has about 40 billionaires who are contributing to his campaign.
Pete Buttigieg on Fox News Sunday.
I'm building a campaign that's not defined by who we reject. It's defined by belonging. It's defined by inclusion.
Pete Buttigieg now has 14 delegates. 12 go to Bernie Sanders, 8 to Elizabeth Warren, 6 to Joe Biden, and 1 to Amy Klobuchar. The Associated Press says it's still unable to declare a winner. The candidates are looking ahead to Tuesday in the New Hampshire primary. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
A new poll in New Hampshire says Bernie Sanders is leading, and only 2 days until the primary. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
The latest tracking survey from WBZ and the Boston Globe showing Sanders with 24% support in New Hampshire. He's just ahead of former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg earning 22 points in that survey. Voters will decide who wins the first in the nation primary on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The rain is letting up in northeastern Oregon and allowing people to return to their homes after major flooding in the area. Officials are on scene and assessing the damage. Umatilla County Sheriff Christopher Ingersoll.
The locations are inaccessible by car, and we have two Oregon Army National Guard helicopters, an HH-60M Black Hawk and a CH-47 Chinook, performing search and rescue operations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump has tweeted his support for Pete Rose to be allowed into baseball's Hall of Fame. USA's John Hunt reports.
President Donald Trump called on baseball's Hall of Fame to open its doors to all-time hits leader Pete Rose, who was banned from the game for life for gambling. He gambled, but only bet on his own team winning. According to Trump, get Pete Rose into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's time. In light of the winter's sign-stealing scandal that saw the termination of one of the general managers and three field managers, Rose on Wednesday filed a petition for reinstatement to Major League Baseball. His attorney wrote, his lifetime ban is disproportionate relative to other punishments imposed for serious violations that undermine the integrity of the game. Mr. Rose requests that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred consider the petition in light of recent rule violations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Northrop Grumman has postponed a cargo capsule launch to the International Space Station from Virginia. A NASA spokeswoman said the launch was scrubbed because of off-normal data from ground crews without any explanation. The company's Antares rocket was supposed to carry the disposable Cygnus capsule from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. The capsule was carrying equipment for multiple science experiments. So far, no new date is set for the launch, as crews are still investigating the problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.